We are on the Mishnah, and that could be Dalit Omid Beis by the Mishnah. That the Mishnah, Hamakir Kalov Usforov Biyad Acher. A person recognizes his Kalim and his Sforim. A strange person has it. And he goes over to this person. He says, you know, this is stolen goods. It was stolen from me. V'yotza loy shem gneva be'ir. And also, we'll see there was a keil that goods had been stolen from him. Kalim had been stolen. Sforim had been stolen from him. So we have here a raglaim ledovo that this person is telling the truth. We know that Kalim was stolen from him, and now he taines that these Kalim and Sforim were this Kalim which was stolen from him. The person taines, he bought it from someone. Is Yishava Loi Lekeach Kama Nosa. So this Lekeach swears how much money he paid for it. V'yitel. And he takes the money, and then he gives it, and then he gives back the keli to the nignav, the imlav. But if it's loy yotza loy shem gneva beir, we don't know bechlal that there was a gneva. Lav kolimenu, then I don't believe him that this is stolen. Sha'ani Omer, then I can assume Mochel La'acher, could be this person sold it to someone else. V'lokhon Zehimenu, and the second person purchased it from the first person. Now the Moicher Horishin regrets that he ever sold it, so he goes over to this person, he says, you know, it was stolen from me. So if it's lo yotza lo yishem gneva ba'ir, he is not nemo. But if we have betziruf, we know that kalim was stolen from him, and now he is saying that these are the kalim that were stolen from me, but I don't have any proof. But we'll see in the Gemara that a similar kalim was stolen from him. And he says, these are the kalim that were stolen from me. So then, there's a takone that he has to pay. If he pays him the money, he pays this lekeach the money, how much he had paid for it, he gets back the kalim. Let us see Rashi. Shem gneve sheyotza keil shenignabu kalim. There's a keil that his kalim was stolen. Nishba lekeach kama noson v'yito. How much he paid for it, and he should get this money. And then v'yachza lekeilov. Then he returns him the kelim. V'lifne yiyush kamayri. And it's speaking about before yiyush. Speaking about before yiyush, so mi'iker adin, the nignav, should be capable of taking away this keli without paying for it. The lekeach was never kind of the keli. It's before yiyush. So we'll see there was a takonas hashuk, so people, the whole economy would fall. If a person buys bishuk and then later he has to return it, so people will stop buying. So therefore, Chazal made a takonah that if it was bought bishuk, he is entitled to receive the domim he had paid for it, and then is mechuyev to return it. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Before we see the Gemara, I'd like to mention a kasha that Rishonim ask. Rishonim ask a kasha. We do not believe this lekeach, how much he paid for it. Let's see, lekeach says he paid X amount of money for it. We don't believe the lekeach. He swears. After he swears, so then we believe him. We believe him with a shvur. So the Rishonim ask, lekeach he has amigo. He could have said, lakachti mimcha. I mean, this person, he's a very honest person. He says, I bought it from someone else, and now the Nignav is telling him, and I paid X amount of money. The Nignav says, I don't believe you that you paid so much, and so without a shvuah, he's not entitled to get the amount of money he paid for. So why does he have to swear? He could have said like this, I bought it off of you. V'kachti mimcha. If a person has a keli, and he says that it's tachas yodi, he says, you sold it to me, and it's tachas yodi, he's never to say l'kachti. So if I would say l'kachti, I would be able to keep the keli. So memela, instead of, so if I tell you I didn't buy it from you, I bought it from someone else, I'll kapon and believe me, on the amount of money I paid for it, or al kaponim keneged how much the keli is worth. He could have said, mimcha lakachti. This is a kasha that Rishonim ask. He should not have to swear. I'd just like to mention two mahalchim to fa'em for this kasha. The Ran says, amoyredike chidush, that since it's all the time by metaltalim, if I have a chet, it's a mayrishus, and I say I bought, there's a mori kame. That means I know that Reuven once possessed the watch, and now Shimon's holding the watch. And Reuven says it's my watch. And I said, no, I bought it from you. So the din is Shimon is nemor. That by metaltalim, kol ma shetachas yadonu marein shaloi. If he's holding it and he says that he bought it, so he's nemor. So that's the Akasha. So let's believe the Lekeach. The Lekeach could have said, I bought it from you. So the Ran says one teretz, a mechudish de keteretz. This nemonis is only if there never was a keil gneiva be'ir. But now there's a keil that keilim were stolen from him. We know people are talking that keilim were stolen from him. And now if I would say, I bought it from you, I'm not believed either. It is no nemonis of kol ma shetachas yodo marein shaloi, because we know kelim were stolen, so you're not able to say you bought it. That's a chiddush of the Ram. There's a teretz of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega wants to say it's a migu d'hoze. Why is it a migu d'hoze? Because if I say I bought it from someone else and I paid the max amount of money, there's no chutz, but you don't know. I did buy it, I didn't buy it. But if I would say, I bought it from you, so you know I didn't buy it from you. So it's easier so to tie it to the nignav, I bought it from someone else, this is a easier tie than tying I bought it from you. So it's amigo de hoze. We don't say amigo de hoze lafturi mishvui. That means that if Chazal wanted a biru, amigo de hoze is amigo garua. That means I'm showing you, I'm telling the truth. You're not showing me. You know why you didn't say that other tiny? Because you're sterzich to say the other tiny. You don't want to say, lakachti mimcha, I bought it from you, because he knows he didn't sell it to you. So you're more comfortable by saying you bought it for someone else. So Bekitza, this is what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that we have here a combination. It was Yotza Kel Gneva Beir, and the Yotza Leishem Gneva Beir, and he tainas, these are the stolen Kalim and Svarim, which were stolen from me, so we believe the Nignav, but he has to make a takone that he has to pay the Lekeach. Correcte Gemore, v'chi Yotza Leishem Gneva Beir mehavet. So the mother says, why do you rely on this Shem Gneve, this Keil? And because of this Keil, you are mighty the Chayvet from the Lekeach, Leichesh Dume Zovninu. Maybe, let's look at it, let's not be too naive. It could be this person sold this Keil. He sold it. It was a legitimate Mechire. Now he has charote, and he sold it to Reuven, and now later Reuven sold it to Shimon. Now he's coming over to Shimon, he says, no, this is stolen, this is a stolen keli. So we believe him if there was a keli. So the Gemara says, who says that the Keil originated from Emesis sources? Dilmis of Ninu, Vuhu Niyu Kamafik Shema. He's the one that's making the Keil. That means he sold the Keili Sunday. He sold the Keili for $100 Sunday. Then Chaptazich and Shazash, Tus, to sell the Keili, he can get $1,000 for the Keili. But it's sold already. So Monday he starts making a Keil, you know, the Keili was stolen and was stolen from me. No, now there's a Keil, people are talking, goes over to everyone, the Keili was stolen from me. And then Tuesday he goes over to Shimon who bought it from Reuven, and he says, no, this is a stolen Keili, and the finish will get it back. Why are you so impressed from this Yotza Loi Shem Gneva Be'ir? You have to know who originated the Shem Gneva. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kigoin Shabo Bnei Odom B'Seich Be'Seich. There were people that came into his house, and they left. So people came into the house and they left in the middle of the night. They left and he started screaming, they left with my kelim. The Gemara, where do you see, why are you so naive? Could be people came, that's true, they left, so now is a golden opportunity. So there were people and they left. So now all of a sudden he had an opportunity to make this curl. Sometimes to make a curl is very modern. Here it's a very good. People came and they left and all of a sudden he started screaming. There was a gneve. These people were ganovim. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahane Messiah bo Mishmei Darav, Kegoin Shehoisa Machteres Chature B'Soich B'Soich. Number one, there was a new exit that was dug out. Wasn't the normal exit. There's a new exit that was dug out for these people to leave. No, he dug out the exit. This is Nishmistava. They were talking Ganovim that dug out an exit. Ubnei Adam, and but not more than that, not only this is, that we know, we see there a new exit was dug out, a new tunnel was dug out. Ubnei Adam, Shalonu B'Soich Be'Soi Yotzu. The people who were in this house left. Van Bulkeroi shall kelim al kaspei. What does Rashi say? What's Rashi? Hifkin tzoik. He started screaming. Ilamotza, pichi kleima ilamotza. Shemocha kelim. When he sold the kelim, the nischaret. The yodo. Now he knew shemocha lekech lacha. Omad vehifkin tzoik balayla lahamin dvorov. Kshiyare. So Mamele, he has to make a hachone to prove that there was a gneve. So now he found an opportunity. And balkerois chavilois. So this we know. We know that we see a machteres, and we are made that people left this house with bundles of kelim. And the Ravid says a little, the people going in the middle light with bundles. And they asked him, well, what shot in all these kelim and sforim? They asked these people who are leaving. They said, these are our kelim and sforim. That was the story. So al kaponim, we see there was such a thing. There were people by him. They left with bundles of kelim and sforim. So memele, and then he started screaming that he got robbed. This already is, seems that really something happened. So Mamela, so we're Saimachandis. Akalaimrem Nignavu Kalev shall play. Rek the Gemara Vedilma Kalem Hava Svarim Lehava. So you're telling me, well, let's piece together all the information we have, that people saw people going out of the house with bundles of kelim. Fine. Now, the Mishnah says, Svarov biyadacha. He wanted to take back the Svarim also from somebody else. Now, on Svarim, you don't have any raya whatsoever that there was a gneva on Svarim. Maybe the Svarim are back where we started from. Maybe he sold the Svarim, now he's charote. Yeah. So the Gemara says, get the kind of Kamri Nami Svarim. Now, these people who saw the Yaitz and Balayla, they said, no, there were bundles, there were Kalim and Svarim. Frag the Gemara, V'leichesh Dulme Zutri V'Kotoin Rab Rabbi. So the Gemara asked, because you have to understand one thing, which there is a shtickle problem over here. That means we have to connect the tviya of the nignav to what was nispalsam from the koil. That means vinishtvi, the nignav comes over to this person. Oh, this is my ktais. This is my ktais was stolen. You have to give it back to me. So memele afilu people are made that svarim were stolen from him, but who says, so the Gemara says, Dulme zutri v'kotoin ravrevi. Maybe a small shas was stolen from him, and he's running a vilna shas, a big shas. So Mamela, I mean, how do we have enough of a birur that the commodity that he's being toiveya was takenigna from him? Could be there was such an inyan. Svarim were stolen, benchelach. But al kaponim, I mean, how can we assume that from what we know that this is take, that we should believe him that this is from the stolen articles? Dilm is zutri. Maybe small svarim were stolen from him. The katoin rav revi. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina de Kamri Seifa Pliny uPliny. No. The people are talking. They say they saw a Ktzois and a Sivis. They saw a Vilnishas. They said this. We still don't know that this is the Vilnishas that was stolen. That we don't know. But Al Kaponim, we have enough of a Raglaim Ledovo. We know that it was stolen from him, a Vilnishas. So we have enough of a Raglaim Ledovo that we will give him the benefit of the doubt and we'll give him the right to take back the kelim and the svarim. Frag the Gemara, v'dulma havi yatike v'katoin chadeti. So Gemara still is asking a shaila. The Gemara is asking as follows. Einach anami take, they say that they saw there was a tzais was stolen, but maybe that was an old worn out tzais. And now he sees a new tzais by this person, wants to get a new sefer. So, Amarak going to Omri, halolu kelov shall play, halolu svarim shall play. Doesn't mean that we reckon, no faker. It was stolen from him a new shas, it was stolen from a new tzais. So, memele, so that is why we give him an emunis to be teveya from the lekeich. We have such a raglaim ledava. That's what we do. Frag the Gemara, umiyoma rav ochi. Now Rashi had said in the Mishnah, and that's one of the important factors in this halacha, that it is speaking about that he wasn't miyayish. So Mamela may Iker Adin the Kalim belong to him. Mikadin the Kalim belong to him. So then he's permitted to take it as long as he subsidizes the hefsid that this lekeyeche. Frag the Gemara miyoma rav hochi. For Omar Rav, this is a member of Rav. Omar Rav, Bobi Machteres Vinotal Kalim, there's a member of Rav in Sanhedrin. That if a person is Bobe Machteres, a person bug a tunnel into someone's house, v'notal kelim, nitu kelim, v'yotza potter, he's potter to pay them back, bedomim, my time bedomim kananu, a murder kechidish of Rav, that Rav holds that if a person, Rav holds if a person was Boba Machteres, so the din is a Boba Machteres, the Nignav could kill him, because he realizes that, the Ganav realizes the Nignav will Zicha be Oymet Kenegdoi, so he's Bola Holgoi, so Bola Holgoi, Hashkin Boholgoi. So when a ganav is Baba Machteres, since anyone can kill him, the ganav, so it's equivalent to Kimle B'darabmane. So it's when he's Baba Machteres, he's Chayev Misa, because he can be killed then. So we say that B'dami Kanino, the Chayev Misa, is Makne him, the Chafetzim that he stole. Als the halacha of Kimle B'darabmane, there is no Natat Chalav HaMachiyav HaShova on the Kalim, and because of that he's kind of the Kalim. So Mamela, if he's kind of the Kalim, so this Leikeach, he's kind of the Kalim, Maltzadin of Kimlev the Rabmane, so this Leikeach, who purchased the Kalim from the Ganev, that belongs to the Leikeach. So then the whole Mishnah is very difficult to understand. So what right does he have to take it away from the Lekeach? It belongs to the Lekeach. It's not his anymore. It belonged to the Ganav. The Ganav was Kaine, Bekimelev the Rabbinai. Now it belongs to the Lekeach. And Rashi said in the Mishnah, the only reason he has to return the Kalim is Velifne Yiyush Kamayri. Because it's speaking about before Yish, so the Lekeach was not koine with Yish Vishini Rishus. But according to Rav, the Ganav was already koine of Kimle B'darab Menei. So the Ganav is koine of Kimle B'darab Menei, so the Lekeach was koine, something that belonged to the Ganav. So why is the Lekeach Mechuyev to return it to the Nignav? That's the most kash. Vomarav, vomarteres, v'not al kelim, v'yotza pota. My time is bidomi konanu. It was kind of bidomi. So the Gemara says, Hani mili de konanu, bibo bimachteres, de mi koremoso navshi liktolo. A bo bimachteres means when he entered the house, was bo bimachteres, and they were prepared for a confrontation from the Nignav. They're digging into the house and the Nignav will find them. So what are their plans? So they have an intent to kill the Nignav. So Mamela then there's a din that Bala Holgoch Hashkin Baholge. The Miikore Mosel Nafshi Liktola. When they entered the house, they entered Liktola on the Das. Either they'll get killed or they'll kill him to make sure that he won't kill them. Avulhani, given the lay masru nafshayu lektola, these were guests by him. These weren't professional ganovim. They came as guests, they were him, in the middle of the night they decided to steal. Loi. So then there's no din kim lebi darab menei. There's no din kim lebi darab menei. So memele. So therefore it doesn't belong to the lekeach. So therefore, there's such a takani can take it away from the lekeach. Yeah. Look the Gemara weiter. Amar Ravim, Lo Yishanu, I forgot the Pratim and the Maisa, but it's got a Tzamuridika Maisa that Rav Chaim had a very open house. Whoever wanted to come into the house and make himself feel at home, he did so, without second thoughts. And the Kol Aminim came in. So once Rav Chaim had a very expensive silver snuff box that was given to him by a Gvir, and they noticed that it was missing. And someone saw how one of the Oichim was leaving. So they told Rav Chaim, one of them, I think they saw, or they thought they saw that he had the snuff box. So, a kaponim, let's search him. If he has it, Rav Chaim was makbet that since they didn't know for sure or something, I forgot already the reason, either because it's Yimavazim or this, B'shem Oifen, he did not let him go, and that was the end of the snuff box, a kaponim. But He did not let them search him. I forgot exactly what the reason was. So Al Kaponim, there's a, such a sug of Ganovim also. They're Oichim when they come in, and they go out with more than they came in. That's for sure. Amar Rav, lo yishonu ela balabayis ha'osei limke kelev. Balabayis ha'osei limke kelev. So there's a real chash, maybe take he sold the kelim, and later he was mischarit, and now he's coming in taina was nignav. So therefore we need this yotza lo yishen gneva b'ir. Havo balabayis sheni osei limke kelev. But about a boss that he never sells his kelim, leitzorich laduri alei kulei hai. So it is not necessary to have all these birurim. What does Rashi say? Leitzorich laduri kulei hai. The name sefer pliny uplini. That means we needed a birur that a nuk tzais was stolen from him. And that's when he's nemon to say that this is my tzais. Now, if I don't have this birur, he cannot be mighty it from the lekeach. So the Gemara says, "Ein hachanami." If he's not also limker kelov and svarov, so memele, so then we don't need such a birur. So the chash of Dilma Mochar, and he was mischaret, is not such a shchirtik chash. So memele, I don't need such a strong birur that this article was stolen from him. The Gemara says, but listen, back he's not also limka kelov, but maybe he got into a rut that he needed money quickly, and that's why he sold the soldiers for him. So by such a person, there's also achshash dilme mochar, and then later he decided to get back the kelim or pay for it. Amar Rav Asher, I yotzo lo yishen gneiva beir. I mean, we're talking about all that Rav has said. You don't need all the protein. A person who's also limka kelov, so then we have to have the greatest biru possible that they know that a nuk tzais was stolen in order for the nignav to take back the nuk tzais from the lekeach. But if he's not also limka kelov, so he don't. So this prat is not necessary as long as you know nignavu kelov. So that is a sufficient biru that it was nignav and he's nemon to taine. That this is his svarim in kelim. Let us see Taisvis. Hamakir kelov usvarov v'yad acha. So Taisvis, lifnei yiyush airi, k'deperish hakontras. It's speaking about before yiyush. The ila acha yiyush, dike yiyush v'shini reshus, v'yhoyo mischayev lahachsa. If it's yiyush v'shini reshus, so it belongs to the lekeach. So the zikh is not a chiyev to be machzer. V'nire de v'svarim havi le'oilam lifnei yish. By svarim it's always lifnei yish. She'ein regilis li'shyayish misvarim. Svarim a person will be miyash. Atayis explains. V'loi mi boy mi ganovim goyim. If the ganovim were goyim, v'loi miyash afilu mikelem. The Gemara says before, by Goyim, a Nigna feels very secure. They don't need such big birurim in order to be Mechayev Aganev. By them, small evidence is sufficient. Some Mele, so by a Goyish Aganev, a Nigna is never Miyayish because with a minute amount of evidence, they'll be mighty from the Ganev already. It's gonna end up, he's gonna send it there. I'm not sure the Ganef was missing a few Sforim. No, he stole it, no sell it. The Seif, Yavayu Lidei Yisrael, then Ganovim Moichem Moisem Rakli Yisrael, the Seif Chayzum Lebailim. And eventually he'll go back to the Bailim. So he's never Miyayish, he doesn't even have to be Miyayish from. If he keeps an eye open, he'll be able in the near future to be Makir, the Sforim which was told. Ubekeilim Nami Mayri Lifne Yush. It's speaking about before Yush. Vafilu Rabbono Nami, we heard before, and the Medal of Amachlikis, the Chacham and Rab Shimon, if Stam Gneve Yush Bailim, or Stam Gzele Yush Bailim, the Rabbono holds Stam Gneve Yush Bailim, that something is stolen, and the Nignav does not have an inkling who the Ganev was, so Memela is Miyayish. So we say Stam Gnevi Yish Bailam. Afli Rabban Nam Domi Stam Gnevi Yish Bailam. Who Mayri Kain Shabailam Reut Vemachav. Here it's speaking about that the Bailam are chasing for and they're looking for V'yadu Yishlein Yishayish Mem Yoylam. So Memele, so the only way we can say that the Nignav can take it away from the Lekeich is Davke, if we know it's before Yish. So Meiker Adinas does not belong to Lekeich. So then the Nignav is entitled to take it away. Mikol Mokim, Noitel Mashenosa, but the Lekeich can take from the Nignav the money he had paid for it. Not Meiker Adin. Meiker Adin, it's you want kind, it's the Nignav. Nei Takonas Ashuk, Kidiyama Big More, there's a Takonas Ashuk. Period. Vim taima, beloy takone, yitel mashenosa, the motza omal, lahatzel niskavanti elohoshev aveda. Why do you need a takone? Let the lekeach taine, I bought it for you. That means, that fakert, I went over to the ganev, I paid the ganev money, I laid out money, to get it back to you. So since I laid out money to get back your chayfetz, so you have to pay me for it. So why do you need a takona for this? So without a takona, it should be mechuyev to pay. Yeshlem the ma'irish or yeyochel itvoya mibnei adam shalonu besaych beisay. He didn't need him, he didn't need his ishtadlis. He knew the people who stayed by him. He had an oif and how to be teveiram ledin, and he didn't have to pay for it. I don't need your tevis. So memele, so therefore, he wouldn't be mechuyev to pay the lekeach alts that I was matzel your svarim and kalim. Through getting it out of the reshus of the ganev, so Memela laid out money for it, so you have to pay me for that, because we're speaking about that he could have gotten this for him without any money. He could have schlepped them ledin. V'oid yesh loyma, v'loy shaykh lemei mahochi klal, this whole thing is not applicable over here, that the lekeich is taina, I laid out money for you. The Mishnah is speaking about a different case. The Lekeich is speaking about, I bought it from a person. We see what the chshad is. We see that the chshad is that he sold it to Reuven, and Reuven sold it to Shimon. So Memele, that's what we're afraid of. So Memele, so that's the story over here. So we're not speaking about that he bought it from the Ganovim. The Lekech bought it from someone else. And we're Taker Chayish Maybe Taki, he sold it to someone else. That's the whole story in the Mishnah. So if he sold it to someone else, so the Lekech who bought it from this someone else, Zichah did not give money to return it to the Nignav. Vaha de Lekama Shani Oima Shumachan Loi. Why doesn't the Gemara say Sha'ani Oimer Shumachan Loi Mishum Shaina Lekeach Toyin Sheze Mocha? What's Taisvis Kasha? Taisvis Kasha is that let the Lekeach Taine, let the Lekeach Taine that you sold it to me, and therefore, you have to give me back the money. Now, there's some interesting Taisvis. Now, Taisvis is asking one kasha. Taisvis mentioned before the only reason that the Lekeach can get back the money is because of Atakona, of Atakona's Hashuk. So now Taisvis wants to say five other reasons he can get back the money. Let the Lekeach get back the money because he can tie, I laid out money to return it to you. So Mikadinyim Mokuyiv to return, give me back the money. And that Taisvis has two terutzim. It's speaking about, I didn't need your ishtadlis. I could have gotten it from the Gazlan, for the Ganovim without your ishtadlis. Taisus, the second terrorist, the case is not that he's saying he bought it from the Ganovim. He said he bought it from someone else. Because that's the Shash, Shema Mochon Lacha. Now Taisus is asking another Kasha. Taisus is asking, why can't the Lekeach get the money Me'ikar Adin? Because the Lekeach is timing, you sold it to me. I bought it off of you. Because that's not the case, he's not tying that. Now from Taisus, what seems that Vayakev is medayik from Taisus two things. If he would tie Shehu Mochon Loi, so why does he have to return it in Gansen? So Vayistachoi, like we mentioned Daran before, that if he would tie Shehu Mochon Loi, so al koponim, he wouldn't be nemanot kol mashatachas yodav the mareim shaloi because it was a kol gneva beir. But then he could mum meiker adin the money al koponim. So Taisa says that's not the case in the Mishnah. Sheni lekeich toyin shezemocha. Uma she makshin amai nema loyma lekuchin heim biyodi. Vele svarim asuyin lahashel lahaskir mefurish b'seif ha-mekabel. Now Taisus is bringing down Akasha. Now this, the whole Mishnah is speaking about that amake keila v'svarim b'yad acher and he's signing Biotzlo Hashem Gneva Beir. So Mamele, so we have this whole takon. So Taisus is asking Akasha, L'chayre, if this person has a Morikama on the Kalim, so let's believe that it was Nignav with amigui of ishaltiv. That means like this. The Mishnah says there has to be yotzalei shem gneiva beir. If it's lo yotzalei shem gneiva beir, he's not nemon. We are choshed, maybe he sold it. Maybe he sold it, and now he's mischaret. Like Taisvez, l'chayre, we should believe the Nignav, that it was stolen with amigo of Hishaltiv. That means, Dvorim Asuyim Lahashalask. Let's talk about such a case. We have things, a pocket pen. I have I had a pen, and then Reuven is holding the pen. I come over to Reuven, what are you doing with my pen? What do you mean? You sold it to me. I said, no, I didn't sell it to you. I lent it to you. I'm Nemo. So I could take it away from him by saying, I lent it to you, I can take it away. Fine, that's the deal. If I say Yishaltiv, I'm Nemo. Because I have a Morikame, and his tfisa does not prove anything. His tfisa does not show that he, like this is a klal, kol ma shetachas yadodom harehen shaloi. How did I get a hold of it? It's a raya, I bought it from you. There's no raya. I lent it to you. Pens you lent, but I lent it to you. So, nachamu. So if a person has Reuven had a morikama on a parke pen, and now Shimon is holding it, and Reuven comes over to Shimon, it's my pen, I lent it to you. The din is that Reuven is Neman. Reuven is Neman, because Reuven, it was once Reuven's. I don't know Bechlal that Shimon bought it. Shimon has no raya from his tfisa that he bought it. The din is Shimon has to return it to Reuven. That's the halach. Dormasim lahash lahaskel, the morikam is Neman. Now, let's speak about the scenario of our Mishnah. Let us say that the Nignav would come over. So let's say, Svarim and Dvorim Asuim Lahash Lahaske for 1 minute. Fine. So Memele, so I come over to Shimon, and I say that I lent it to you. So the din would be, Shimon would be Mechuyev to return it to me. Shimon has no proof that he bought it, and I say it's mine, and I lent it to you. So Reuven would be now. Fine. Now, Reuven comes and says as follows, I didn't lend it to you. It was stolen from me. It was stolen, but it's mine. It was stolen from me. So the Mishnah says, Reuven is not Neman unless Yotzaloi Shem Gneva Be'er. But Loi Yotzaloi Shem Gneva Be'er, so Reuven is not Neman. Frektoisvis, he should be Neman with Amigo. If he would have said, he shouted, so Memele, he could take it straight away, could take it straight away from Shimon. So Afilu, he's honest and he says, it was stolen from me, I didn't lend it to you, it was stolen from me, so let's believe him with Amigo of Ishaltiv. That's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis says, Umashe Makshim, this is Akasha of Rishonim, Amai Nemon, so that's the kashi. Why is he bechal? He could have said, I lent it to you. So, without a curl gneva beer, we should be nemon to say that it was stolen, amigo de hishaltiv. That is Taisvis kashi. I'd just like to mention for a few minutes, the tirutzim on this kashi, that Rishonim answer, and so others make a kimtis. Others say it's speaking about, you're right, it's speaking about dvorim she'einam asuyim lahashel lahaskir. Speaking about the very expensive svarim, people don't lend, you don't lend those svarim. Or the Miri wants to say it's speaking about this lakech lives in a different city. You don't lend svarim to people in a different city, the same city you live. That's in a kimtis. Taisis and Bob Metzius has a beautiful teretz. It's amigo lahoitzi. That means he's holding the chayfetz, and you're saying it was stolen, and with amigo, you don't need any proof of something. With amigo, could have said he shouted. It's amigo lahoitzi. So this is a beautiful teretz. So why didn't the other rishonim want to say this teretz? So the Shach says, Amirdike Teretz, that since he has to pay him for it, the Takone is that he has to pay him for it.
where by a kasha? The kasha is, why did you yotzel l'shem gneiva be'ir? Why did you yotzel l'shem gneiva be'ir? Let him be nemon to say it was stolen with amigo de hishalti. So others want to say it's amigo l'hoitzi. That means without yotzel l'shem gneiva be'ir, so mehichi teisi that was stolen. Maybe you sold it to someone else, so it's amigo l'hoitzi. So the Shach says they held it's not called Amigo Lahitzi because since he's paying him for it, so he's ending up with the Shavius that he paid for it, so it's not called I'm taking away from him because he's getting back the equal, the Shavius that he paid for it. So those who asked the Kasha held that it's not Amigo Lahitzi. Those who said the Teretz held this is also Amigo Lahitzi since the Chavitz is being taken away from him, even though the Shavius is not being taken away, that's also called Amigo Lahitzi. The Kamlu Halolu Kelev Shel Pleini Kloima Sheyotzu HaKoyl Oimrim Eilu Kelev Usvarev Shel Pleini Shneodim Halolu Noisim Vehein Makirim Sheim Chadoshim. That this person is holding Edim are saying that they belong to the Nignaf, no, the Kalim, which was stolen, they said that they were Kalim Chadati, they were Nusvarim, that's a Mamela, so then we can assume, Afazoivai, that since the Kail is that new Kalim was stolen, we can assume that these were his Kalim. Itma. Gonav u'mochal v'achar kach hukar haganav. Gonav u'mochal says, so let's make, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We had a chavitz that belonged to Reuven. Shimon stole it from Reuven and sold it to Levi. V'achar kach hukar haganav. And now we know who the ganav is. Rav Mishmei de Rabbi Chiya Omar Hadin Imarishim. So Rav says Mishmei de Rabbi Chiya Hadin Imarishim. What does this mean? Let us see what Rashi says. Hadin Imarishim Dinoi Shel Balabayis Utfiyosoi Alaganavi. He mourns from the Ganav. Ve'ein Haloikeyach Baldinoi. Lekeach is not his baldin. Vimbo ligvoisai heimenu yitain domin. And if he wants to take it away from the lekeach, so he has to give the lekeach money. Va'af al gav shehukar aganef. Lo yamrinin yarzer lekeach akelim bechinom v'yifra min haganav. Now this is, we're going to have a very complicated gemara, but let us just understand what Rav said over here. We have over here Reuven had a keli, Shimon stole it and sold it to Levi, and now we took a ganav. We know that Shimon stole it. There'd be a svara to say, be a merdik svara to say, that Reuven goes to Levi. He tells Levi, "Herzachzu, this is hukar a ganav. Now we know Shimon. You bought it from Shimon, stolen goods. So this is my keli. Now you have a problem, you paid money for it. You paid Shimon money for it. Fine. Go to Shimon, Shlap Shimon Tadin Torah, and ask him back the money that you paid him. The whole Takonis Hashuk, that Chazal said that the Nignav is to pay the Lekeach, because it's never a Rachmanis and the Lekeach. Lekeach didn't know anything. It was stolen goods. He paid money for it, and then like people stopped buying Caleb. So we said, the Nignat has to pay the Lekeach. But over here, Achein Noida Adova, it's Hukar Aganet, Shimon is the Ganet, you bought it off of Shimon, we know now Shimon is the Ganet. So Memele, so Lecheire, we would say that the Reuven goes to Levi, this is Yedua now, you bought stolen goods, give me back the Keli. You have a problem, you laid out money for it, go to the ganav. You gave him the money, let him pay you back the money. I have no shaykhus with you. Your problems will be solved, you go to the ganav. But why should I have to pay you? Rav said, Rav, you don't go to Levi. You have nothing to do with Levi. If you want to take away the keli from Levi, you have to pay Levi. You can't take away from Levi without paying Levi. We'll see. This is a very shver din. You know what you should do? You schlep Shimon to din Torah. Let's see what Shimon does. But you have a taina with Shimon. You can't taina with Levi. Levi never stole anything from you. You go to Shimon, and you to Shimon, you stole my keli. So let's see what's going to come out from this din Torah. That's what Rashi says. Hadin im harishayim dinay shabalabayis utviyase ala ganavi. He is a tviye on the ganav. Ve'ein haleikeyach baldin. He can't come to the leikeyach. Listen, you have my keli stolen. No. He's not labaldvond. I didn't steal it from you. I got it from Shimon. You have kindness to Shimon. Bin Shimon doesn't tell you. Don't come to me. But if he wants, and it seems he could take it away from him, only he ten domim. He has to give him money. You give back the kelim, and let you should mourn from Shimon. He took your money. We don't say this. Okay, well, we don't know too much, but let's go a little further. Adini Masheni. Zakrashi, Adini Masheni. Dini Shabalabayis Imalekeach. The man, now he goes to the Lekeach, who? The Yaitzimen of Kaila Bechinam. That means, now we know, it is a Ganav to who can pay back what the Lekeach lost. You have my Kaili. I don't have to handle with the Lekeach anymore. We know clear this was stolen. So let the Balabas go to the Lekech, v'yaitzimenu keilo b'chinam. Let him take up the keil. So that he can take away the keil. Zok the Gemara. Weiter. So here we have Machloikis. We have Rav and Rabbi Yechanin. Rav said, Adini Marishain. And Rabbi Yechanin says, Adini Marishain. Omar Rav Yosef Loiplik. There's no machloikis. Kan lifnei yiyush. If it's speaking about before yiyush. Adini masheni. So before yiyush. So it's still the nignav's keli. It's before yiyush. It's not yours. So your whole problem is takonis ashuk. I don't have to solve this problem. Go to the ganav. We know who the ganav is. This is the one you gave money. Go mum back your money from him. I'm taking back my keli. It's lifnei yiyush. Adini masheni. Kan la'acha yiyush. If it's la'acha yiyush. So memele. So now if it's la'acha yiyush. So the lekech was kind of with yiyush v'shini reshus. So you can't bechlal go and mum from the lekech. The lekech was kind of. So then adini marishin. So, Frekta Marsha, Rashi said, Hadin imarishen. So Rashi says, but if he wants to go to the Sheni, give him money, he can give him money. Frekta Marsha, if it's Yish Vishini Rishus, Anshuldik, why do you give him money? Zukta Marsha in the Hanami. According to this Akimta, it's not true. According to this Akimta that we said now, according to the Akimta of Rav Yosef, that Hadin imarishen is speaking about after Yush and Chanami, that's not pshatn. Then you can't go to the Sheni. It belongs to the Sheni. Period. It was kind of with Yush Vishini Rishus. It's his. You can't go to him. Period. I fill it with money. It's his. That's what Rashi said that he can take it away from the Sheni is not according to Rabbi Yisus Mahalach. We'll see. There's different Mahalach. Kan lifne yush adin im asheni, kan lach yush adin im arishayin. Lifne yush, lakroi, min haganef lifnei yish, so then it's adinim hasheni. He came on from the sheni. V'tavayu is lohu derav chizdem. Both of them, Sai Rav Yochanan and Sai Rav, hold like Rav Chizde. Zukrashi, Gozal, the loinis yaishu abaylem, ubo acha va ochloi, rotsam izegoive, rotsam izegoive, bereish pirkin, behind nami, afal gav, the yoiv domi leganev, legabi hai miya gazlanhu, miu heicha, the lehuker aganev, ovedlei rabonon, takones hashuk litel mashenosa, avol heicha the huker aganev, olov lachzer acherov. Now we have to know that this is a very difficult Rashi. Let us just try to explain what's difficult about Rashi. Till now, it was very good. Before Rav Yevetavaye Islo de Rav Chizde, now we're going into a tremendous amount of problems. But let me explain what was good till now, and what is not good with these five words. V'tavayu islo d'Rav Chizde. That means, Rav Yosef said, everyone agrees, and that's Hanegei Alonu, before Yiyush, Adinim Hasheni. That means that, so the Sheni wasn't Kaine, so the Nignav can take from the Sheni. Now, you'll ask me, why can the Nignav take from the Sheni? Why not? It's his chayfetz. He wasn't kind of beyush. You have to say, a shtik teire, why the Nignav can take from the Sheni? There's no, why shouldn't he be able to take from the Sheni? It's before Yiyush, so it doesn't belong to the Sheni. I can take away from the Sheni. You don't have to say teire. No, Chazal said, and the Mishnah is also speaking about before Yush, so I can take away from the Sheni. No, Chazal said, there's a Inyan, but it was at Akonis Hashuk, that the Lekeach should not lose, so Chazal made it Akonis, the Nignav should replace the money that Lekeach gave. Right? Here, we don't have this problem, because Hukar Aganev, so the Leker can get back his money from the Gane. So therefore, the Nignav can go to the Leker and take away the Chayfetz without giving him any money. Why? So you'll ask us, why can he take away the Chayfetz? Because it's his Chayfetz, it's before Yivsh. Why doesn't he have to give money? Because there's a Gane here that he can take money from the Gane. That's all what we have to know. Rav Yosef said he holds like Rav Chizde. Now, how does Rav Chizde come in? Let us just refresh our memories. Rav Chizde said Amir dekechidish. Rav Chizde said achidish, and now Rav Yosef is comparing this case to Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde said in the beginning of Avagoyza Lamachel, Rav Chizde said as follows. Rav Chizde said, Gozal, lo nisyaishu abaylem, u ba'achar ba'ochloi mimenu. Reuven stole something, and now Shimon went and ate it up. Rotza mize goive, rotza mize goive. So now, the nigzal, he can go to the first gazlan, and he can mun from the first gazlan. He stole it from me. He can mun from the second gazlan, because when you wait, Zesha Ochloi Nase Kigoizli Mibal, you also stole it from me. The first one stole the Chayfetz, but the Chayfetz was still banned. The second ate it up, so it's a bigger Gzela. So you also stole it. So Rav Chizde said a Chiddush, that the Nigzel can go to the second one. And he said, why are you coming to me? Because you stole it from me. It's my rishus. It was mine. I wasn't miyayish. It's mine. So there were two gazlonim there. There was the first gazlon, the second gazlon. So the Nigzel can go to whichever gazlon he wants to be goyve. But here, the chiddush is, the chayfetz is not ben. The second gazlon ate it. So memele, in order to mun from the second gazlon, so you have to say you're a gazlon. You have to say alumnus, even though it was stolen already, you're still a gazlon. I don't say, since it wasn't b'rishus ha-nigzel, you're not called a gazlon anymore. You're still a gazlon. They have to say eshtik teire. If the second gazlon has to pay for it, so he has to have a teires gazlon. In order to have a teires gazlon, there's certain conditions. He has to be nigzel, mirshus ha-nigzel, has to be b'rishusai. We had mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, there's a choice that says a goynav achaganav doesn't have a teiras ganav in Ganson, since it's in the Bershusai. In Boachavach is only chayav al tzmazik. But al kaponim Rashi says he's a gazlin, but it's a shtik teire, that he's a gazlin, and he has to pay for what he ate up. He's a gazlin. So that was the chiddush of Rav Chisda, that he has a teiras gazlin, nis mechuyev ba'onsin, so if he ate it up, he has to pay for it. Rav Yosef is speaking about when the chayfetz is be'en. Rav Yosef is speaking about the chayfetz is before Yiyush. So before Yiyush, do you have to have a shtik teire of Rav Chisda to tell me that the nigzal can mun from the lekeach? Because Rav Chisda said, because if you eat it up, I can mun from you. So even though you didn't eat it up, I can take it back from you. Taking back from you is no shaykhis with Rav Chisda. It's my, who does the Rebbe belong? Belongs to the Nigzal. There was no Yiyush. So you need a shtik teire. Rav Yosef said before Yiyush, hadin im hasheni, that he could mun from the second one. He could take it back from the second one. Now there's another problem. There's a takonis hashuk. Here it's in Sukkar HaGanav, there's no takonis hashuk. The Ganef will take care of the Likayah. But here, all of a sudden, Rav Chisda said, Rav Yosef said, this only works according to Rav Chisda. So this is a terrible problem. What does this have a shaykhus with Rav Chisda?